Oh, this is the last day for asking questions.
今日咧就系最后一日，大家去问问题嘅时间啦。
So please listen carefully, because tonight all your questions will be answered. They won't, but most of them will be. Some of them will be. If your karma is good, your question will be answered.
今晚我哋所收嘅问题咧都相当之多嘅。咁法师头先讲笑话，如果今晚大家嘅善嘅业系好咧，咁啊一定会
得到安望。Okay. So let's get started.
Okay. 咁我哋一开始啦。I'll read Cantonese first if it is written in Chinese. Yeah. 怎样能走到寂静觉知当下一刻？按照禅修的基本方法，由老师所写嘅，咁喺里面当中有一页咧就讲话，觉知念头与念头之间嘅空间，觉知内心喋喋不休嘅间歇，系培养寂静觉知嘅另一有效方法。So the question is, how can we find?The silent present moment awareness. As I have read this book, I'm not so clear about how can we become aware of the space between our thoughts and how can we find that there is rest, there is gap between the ever wandering mind. Yeah.
Okay, the mind doesn't always wander. It wanders to the left, and it wanders back and stops.
我哋嘅心念有时向左向右，但系佢会翻翻去中间停低。
It wanders to the right, and then comes back again and stops.
佢不论点样喐都好，佢都会肯停止落嚟。
Even you wander from your home, and you come back again, and you stop.
就算你係會去，你不斷喺度流浪都好，你都識得翻返屋企停低落嚟。
The stop points in life are like the red traffic lights where you stop.
停低等於你喺紅綠燈前，當著紅燈嗰時，你識得停落嚟。
That's why in whatever city in the world I go to, when I see the red traffic lights, I think of the Buddha. Stop.
當我去到任何城市，當我見到交通燈咗紅燈停嘅時候，我一定諗起佛陀教我哋停。
Because it doesn't matter how busy you are and how many appointments you have, when you come to the red traffic lights, you have to stop, let go, and be still.
唔理你平時幾忙碌，你有幾多工作，但係當你去到交通燈前面，你見到紅燈，你都會停止落嚟，而我哋就去學習停止、寧靜。
So even inside your mind, when you are thinking, every now and again, the thoughts pause, they stop.
不论你嘅心入边有几多嘅念头，佢都会歇息，会停止。
And then they start again.
但之后佢又会开始继续有念头起。
All it needs to do is to look to see the pauses between the thoughts.
你只需要去留意念头与念头之间佢嘅休止。
And for you to recognize this, we have these techniques of meditation.
咁为咗帮你啦，咁我哋禅修上面有技巧嘅。
Like earlier on, I taught you the Om Mani Padme Hum mantra.
之前咧，我教過大家 Om Mani Padme Hum 呢一個咒。
But you put spaces between the words. You recite to yourself Om space Mani Padme Hum Om. When you put spaces between those words, when you're reciting it to yourself, in those spaces.That is silent present moment awareness.
剛才老師就示範了我們怎樣去留意到其實念與念之間其實是有靜止。剛才老師在念 Om money, Batman, home, 里面当中其实字与字之间是有空间，是可以帮我们自识我们内心不断动的念头。而这个就是我们留意到这个静止呢，其实就是老师所教的在寂静当中觉知当下的一刻。
If you like Mahayana, you can do Amitofu. If you're Theravada, Namo Buddhaya. Namo Buddhaya. Put spaces between the syllables.
如果你是大乘的，你平时是修开大乘，你可以念阿弥陀佛，是字与字之间有空间，而是我们跟开南传上座部的禅修呢，我们都可以念 Nam Mo Buddhaya， 音与音之间是有寂静的时候。
And as you practice this little mantra chanting silently to yourself, as you chant more and more, put greater and greater and greater spaces between the syllables.
当你一路继续去默念这个名号的时候，你继续念下去，是将字音与音之间那个空间是加长去。
So the moments of silence get longer and longer and longer.
而宁静的空间呢，就会越来越长，越来越长。越来越长。
Very good. So try that and you'll achieve silent present moment awareness easily.
你就是这样做呢，就可以很容易去留意到怎样能够宁静觉察到当下一刻的了。The next question. Dear Ajahn, you have mentioned we have a good foundation on awareness of present moment before we proceed to breath awareness. What exercises do we need to do for that apart from the letting go of the luggage exercise? Thank you. 咁問題呢就問老師，你知你有提過呢，我哋係喺觀呼吸之前我哋需要係覺察當下。咁除咗我哋去練習最头一个我们懂得去放低个行李那个练习之外，我们还有什么练习可以去做去帮我们去觉知到当下呢？
Listening to the sounds of nature is a very good way to get present moment awareness.
聆听大自然的声音也都是可以帮助我们去培养觉知当下的力量。
Because the sounds of nature only exist right now.
因为大自然的声音只是在当下这一刻才会出现。
So you listen to the sound of the bird.
你听大自然雀仔的叫声。
Or the sound of the wind rustling the trees.
或者风声吹过树。
Or the sound of the water dripping.
或者是滴水的声音。
That brings you into the present moment.
这些都可以帮你回去当下。
Or you can listen to or experience the feelings in the body.
或者你可以去听一听自己身体的感觉。
The warmth or the cold on your body is happening right now.
留意你身体的暖或者是冻。
So those are two other ways to get into the present moment awareness.But you take your attention away from thinking. Because it's thinking which takes you off into the past and the future. Feelings of the body, sounds of nature, there, right, now.
但是这些一切种种，我们不是以思维某一个好，不是以思维去观察的，而是我们纯粹是很直静地去留意。大自然呢啲嘅声音同埋身体嘅觉受。
Or you can remember the time you maybe see a procession in the street. Maybe do they have processions on, say, Chinese New Year Day, where they have lots of floats and dancers going along the street? Do they have anything like that?
補充一點啊，頭先老師話，若果我哋係以思維嘅話咧，我哋係會將我哋嘅心念咧帶去過去或者未來。咁老師又問：咦，有冇留意到其實我哋喺新年嗰度咧係有好多喜慶嘅活動咧，有種種嘅巡遊咧
？And so you watch the thing in front of you right now. You don't look down the street to see what's coming next. You don't look the other way to see what's already past you.You look to see what's happening right now.
在譬如新年的時候，大家會看花車巡遊，你只是會將你的目標注視是在你面前目前那個花車巡遊過，你不會是去留意咦過了去的花車，或者你是落那個頭望一望之後那些花車是怎樣，你只是將個目光放回去當下你目前的這個花車。
And if you're very lucky and go to some monastery in the forest, you can take off your watch. You can throw away your alarm clock. You cannot look at the calendars or the newspapers. So you haven't got any idea what time, what day, or what year it is. And I will help you come.Into the present moment.
如果大家有機會去到泰國的森林去修行的時候，你可以放低你的手錶，撇低你的月曆，你不需要去懷疑現在是幾時、幾月、幾日、幾分幾秒，你只是在當下，完全在當下那裡。
But please don't do that practice if you're going to work. Otherwise you'll get the sack.And you won't get enough money to give donations to temples anymore. That'll be bad news.
但是大家如果翻工的時候千祈不要忘記帶錶，如果不是你沒有時間觀念，你隨時會被老闆炒個魷魚，那你就沒有辦法可以去供養給寺院的了，那是一個很慘很慘的事情。
Okay, next question.
有時靜坐了一段時間，會有一個問題浮現出來，我亦會用正念去看這個問題和給予答案。請問這一種念頭是不是妄念呢？還是是觀其中一種？我應該怎樣去對待它？應該是請它走開，還是繼續觀下去呢？對這一種入靜的過程是不是一種障礙？請老師開始。As I have started my meditation, a question would appear in my mind, and I would also use mindfulness to observe this question and give an answer. So is this thought a kind of wandering thought, or is it a kind of vipassana? How should I face it?Or should I just get rid of it? Or I keep on this vipassana? Is this a kind of obstacle for getting into jhana?
Into Chinese?
Okay. Yes, it is an obstacle. So let it go.
是，这个是一种障碍，所以请你放开这种念头。
If a question comes up and you give it an answer, another question will come up, just like all those questions in the box.
如果你内心里边出咗个问题，你就要俾个答案佢。内心出个问题，你要俾个答案，就好似我哋而家咧有好多好多问题，都唔知答唔答得晒。
That is not vipassana. That is wandering mind.
呢一个唔系观，呢一个。只不過是浮動的心態。
Vipassana is what happens when you have a still mind.
觀的出現是來自你的心是寂靜的時候才會來的。
Imagine you go up into the mountains and you see a lake at night time.
想一想，咦，你在夜晚的時候你去到山上，你見到一個湖。
If there is any movement on the surface of the lake, any waves, you cannot see the reflection of the moon and the stars above.
若果湖上边系冇波浪，你先至能够清清楚楚喺个湖上边见到湖反映星星或者系月亮。
Only if that lake is perfectly still, without even a ripple, only then can it perfectly reflect the moon and the stars in the sky above.
只有呢个湖水佢系寂静嘅时候，连一个漩涡都冇，佢先至能够反映到喺天空宇宙嘅星河。
Just like the mind, if the mind has a thought, if it moves, you cannot see the image of the Dhamma.
同我哋嘅心一样，如果呢个心系动嘅时候，我哋系唔会见到佛法。
But if your mind is perfectly still, then it can reflect the true image of the meaning of life, the Dhamma.
只要我哋嘅心系静嘅时候，静止落嚟，我哋先至能够真正睇到生命真正嘅意义，而呢个就系佛法。
There are many great thinkers in our world, and they are all stupid.
世界上我哋有好多大思想家，但系好多都系好蠢。
The people who are still, they are the wise ones.
佢哋如果系有啲。是他们的心是静的时候，他们才是智者。
There is an old Buddhist saying, it is the great rivers which flow silently, the small streams make all the noise.
在佛教有个言语就说，只有大的河流，它才是静静地流动。
So is your...
而是很细很细的溪水，它的声音是很大声。
So is your mind a great river, or is it a small stream? Does it make lots of noise, or does it flow silently?
你留意一下你的心，究竟是好像一个大的江河，它是静静地在这里流下去，还是好像一个溪涧这样好大声咁样喺度冲啦。
Very good. Next question.
嗯 ，this piece of paper has two questions. 若然禅修坐喺椅子上亦得，身体向后倾斜15度，近乎一张椅背嘅设计。咁讲法系咪等同可以全程一直靠住？椅背坐落去作为禅修，咁样样唔系 sitting comfortably， 唔系坐得舒服，而更持久多小时更易成事呢？ So the first question is, Ajahn mentioned that we can do sitting meditation by leaning on the back of the chair. That the chair back is about 15 degrees. So.Does that mean that we can do our sitting meditation for a long period of time or for the whole process of our meditation practice? Doesn't that mean sitting comfortably and help us to sit for long hours? Is it easier?
Yes.
Hi, Gai.
Next question. It's very true. That's why it's a wonderful thing to do, to sit back on a chair.
若合this is the second part of the question. 若合上眼睛后反而多念头，可否净系开住眼禅修呢？因为合上眼系为咗停止眼嘅感官意识，而开眼向前望，将眼神或者视力安放喺固定焦点时，有点似凝住了，反而既看不见又没有什么想念外外的，是好方法吗？ As I close my eyes, it seems that I have, well, as I close my eyes, I have more thoughts in my mind. So, is that I can merely open my mind to do my meditation, because as I close my eyes, it's to stop the eye consciousness, the sense of seeing, and when I open my eyes, I would focus my sight to a fixed point, to a fixed focus, and it seems that the sight is a little bit blur, and my mind doesn't have much thought, and stay at the object. My mind is a little bit blur. Is this a kind of good method of opening the eye to meditate?
No.
My.
Keep the eyes closed.
请合埋双眼啊。
If you keep them open and stare at an object, first of all, there's no thoughts, but the thoughts will come pretty quickly.
如果你开住只眼去禅修嘅时候咧，你嘅念头会好快出起。
You spend most of the day with your eyes open. Does that mean for most of the day you don't have any thoughts?
你平日都开住个眼睛做人噶啦，唔通嗰阵时冇心念咩
？No. So keep the eyes closed and do the work of to stop the thoughts. I've already told you about the Om Mani Padme Hum or Namo Buddhaya, but also don't give value to thoughts. They're not worth anything.
老师话，其实我哋咧唔值得去喺时去。俾唔好覺得喺禅修嘅時候去思索咧，係一樣值得我哋做嘅事情。用翻頭先教我哋老師教我哋嘅方法，留意我哋譬如念南無布達雅中間字與字之間嗰個寧靜。
You've been thinking all your life. Where's it ever got you? Only into argument.
你一生裏面當中已經諗咗好多好多嘢㗎喇，好多時候我哋越諗呢就越係會令自己同人生起爭端。
So if you want to find the solution to things, don't think, be still.
如果你係想搵到事情嘅解決辦法，唔好去思索，而係靜止落嚟。
Okay.
请老师开示，在禅修中开始观呼吸时，是不是一定要由长息、短息、全息再到微息，逐步逐步地去观察，可不可以不理这些自由地任呼吸运作，因为有时只看到其中部分，有时很快就感觉到只有微息，是不是正確呢？請老師開示。 So in my meditation, when we do our breath meditation, is it a must to start step by step to observe our long breath as a long breath, short one as a short one, and the whole breath as a whole one, and also the subtle breath as a subtle one, or thatWe can just let go of all these observation and just let the breathing operate naturally. Because sometimes I am just able to observe part of it, and sometimes I can just feel some subtle breaths. Is this correct?
You don't have to observe long breaths if you haven't got any long breath. You don't have to observe a short breath if you haven't got a short breath.
如果你呼吸嗰时候，嗰时唔系一个长嘅呼吸，你就唔需要去留意佢一个长嘅呼吸，唔系短嘅呼吸嗰时就唔需要知道佢一个短嘅呼吸。
But sometimes my breath isn't long, isn't short. It's in the middle somewhere.
因为咧，有时候我哋嘅呼吸唔系长唔系短，系喺中间嘅长度。
And according to Anapanasati, you're not supposed to watch that breath. It's got to be long or short. Middle, they don't have.
因为有时候睇Anapanasati Sutta 入边咧，我哋呢部经入边，我哋就系唔系长唔系短，中间系冇提到。
So what it means is either long or either short or somewhere in between. It just gives you something to make the breath interesting. So you know, is it long? Is it short? Is it in between? Exactly how is it? It gives you something more to anchor the breath, anchor the mind on the breath with.
其實呢我們所學的呢就是怎樣將我們的呼吸可以安住，可以將我們的心安住在自己的呼吸，也可以將我們的心安住下來，不論是長息也好，短息也好，中也好，種種一切呢都是讓我們知道咦，觀呼吸其實是很得意的，究竟咦，原來覺察到是長還是短還是中間的速度呢？
So those two stages, long breath, short breath, there is other alternatives to that, such as breathing in peace, breathing out, letting go. That's an alternative to those two things. It gives you an opportunity to get in contact with the breath by making it interesting.
其實呢留意長的氣息是長的氣息，短的氣息是短的氣息呢，是老師之前教我們吸入個心安靜，呼出放下，這個是多一個方法，什麼方法都好，是讓我們對於自己呼吸是產生興趣。
And there is other alternatives. I invented the backwards breath meditation. Backwards breathing.
你有一種很特別的做的方法，就是老師發明的，就是學習怎樣反呼吸。
I will now teach you backwards breath meditation. Now, when I say go, I want you to close your eyes, breathe in and out 3 times, and then open your eyes.
咁呢現在的方法就是我們合埋雙眼，當老師講 go 的時候呢，我們就呼吸3次。
Yeah. Now, after the third breath, open your eyes.
3次呼吸之後呢，就是開眼。
Okay, go.
去。
Only three?
就是三個得噶咯喎。
Now, all of you would have started with the in-breath. In, then out. In, then out. In, then out. Now I want you to do the same exercise. When I say go, breathe out first, then in. Out, then in. Out, then in. And after the third in-breath, then open your eyes. But not yet. Translate first.
好，咁頭先之前我哋不嬲都可能係留意思係吸入呼出，咁呢而家就係老師教我哋調返轉，就係先係呼出吸入呼出吸入呼出吸入做3次，老師開始嗌高我哋就做啦。
Alright, go.
做啦。
You'll have noticed that's very different than breathing in first.
你會發覺呢同之前吸入開始的時候有啲唔同㗎喎。
That is called backwards breath meditation.
呢個呢就係叫做觀反呼吸。
You watch the out first and then the in breath.
你先觀察自己呼出先，之後留意自己嘅吸入。
It is so different, it makes it easier to watch the breath.
咁樣係會令自己更加容易去留意到啲呼吸添。
So that means it's you don't wander off so easily.
而呢其實咁樣嘅意思就係令到自己心唔會容易走失。
So you can try that backwards breath meditation.
你可以試一試呢個方法，呢一個觀反嘅呼吸。
And if that doesn't work, you can do the 3 in-breaths to 1 out-breath meditation.
你可以做呢個方法，三下嘅吸氣，一下嘅呼氣，好似頭先老師咁樣樣。
Then you find you won't go to sleep and you won't wander off.
咁你一定唔会系中眼瞓，亦都你个心唔会走失。
So that's an alternative for the first and second stage of long breath and short breath.
呢个咧就系关于我哋观呼吸嗰嘅时候长息同短息嘅觉察。
And as I mentioned this morning, these are not stages that you do when you get to the deeper stages. You're just mindful and kind, and these are just what happens. Soon you get aware of the complete breath from beginning to end. Then you get to the subtle breath and the delightful breath. So this is not what you do, it's what happens.
其实呢有时候呢呼吸嘅系点样去微细，点样觉察，或者系点样生气起落呢，佢唔系由你去造作出嚟，佢自己会系自然生气。咁点样自然生气之前，其实我哋系有一个前提，就系我哋对自己个心系要慈悲，点样去平和，呢样嘢系最重要，先至佢会慢慢就会佢会自然生气噶啦。仲有一种系要觉察。
Just like planting an orange tree, you plant the orange tree, and it grows by itself. You have to go through the stages.Of the sapling, the branches coming out, the flowers coming out, and the fruit coming out, and then the fruit dropping before you get orange.
嗱，等于举一个例子啊，我哋种橙树嘅时候，其实我哋播一种之后，佢呢一棵橙树，佢会自然渐渐咁样发芽啦，之后生到高高咁样啦，之后佢会生出枝枝叶叶，最后就系开花同埋结果。我哋只不过系将嗰个过程系去慢慢解释啫。
All you do is plant the seed。
最你只需要做咧，就系播呢粒种子啊。
And I tell you what's going to happen。
咁之后咧，我就会讲翻粒种子会点样继续发展落去啦。
But is it you who decide, oh, now I'm going to put out some branches, and you take the little branches and try and stretch them to get the branches out.
但是呢，你会点样做法？你就系咧压掉咗张嗱，我而家用我要出呢个枝出嚟，我就掹呢个枝，掹呢个枝，掹嚟掹去，你会掹到咧？
Do you make the flowers open up? Do you do that?
你可唔可以令到粒种子可以掹到一枝花出嚟？得唔得咧？
Do you actually look for the orange? Where's the orange? Where's the orange? Come on, get the orange out now. I've only got one more day to go. You must come out now.
嗱，你又话，哎呀，禅修营做一日啫，我点样去将粒种子出一粒一嚿橙出嚟？点样？你几时出呢嚿橙咧？几时出咧
？These are stages of an orange tree growing.
呢个。讲到底都是你会留意到其实橙它有自己自然生长的过程的。
These are stages of meditation happening. Just watching the breath, the whole breath, the delightful breath, the nimittas, the jhanas. You can't say, oh, I've only got a day left. I better get a nimitta today.
老师他是会讲解到我们观呼吸的过程长的观察自己的呼吸的长短，或者是我们呼吸怎样去令到它自然生气起落，以及个禅上智上怎样自然出来。那大家可能自己的心就会很急了，喂，做了一日完的了，这个禅上那个光快点出来啦。
All you can do as a gardener is to make sure your tree is well watered and gets lots of sun.
其实呢，我们在每一位呢就是自己的园丁，我们呢就将自己这粒种子适当的时候去淋水，亦都被足够的阳光，等它健康成长。
All you do as a meditator is make sure you have much mindfulness and lots of kindness.
亦都是不要忘记，我们照顾这粒种子，我们有足够的正念觉察，同有足够的慈悲。
And as long as you have lots of mindfulness and lots of kindness, your meditation tree is going to grow.
如果你是有足够的觉醒、正念和慈悲，你这一粒种子、禅修的种子，它会最终会开花结果的。
And that's all you have to do.
这个就是你只需要做的事。
Okay.
Dear Ajahn, you have mentioned during interview that we can replace attention of breathing by chanting. In this case, should we focus our attention at our ears? That's Chinese. Yes. 老师，你提在小三那里提到我们可以将我们留意呼吸的这一样方法呢用另一种方法这个念诵去代替即是刚才应该是老师教 Namo Buddha 有一个方法去怎样代替它。好啦那这个情况我们是不是将我们的专注呢放在我们的耳仔上面呢
That is only...To get present moment awareness and silence with something like Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Buddhaya. 留意字以及它之间的宁静呢是让我们安住在当下。这个是我们为什么做这个方法的作用。
But that's only chanting inside. You don't chant with your mouth, you chant inside.
你是在你的心里面去念不是用口去念。
Because if you chanted here in this room, you would be chanting Pali, you would be chanting Cantonese, you would be chanting, something else, and oh, it would be so noisy in here.
如果大家都用口念的时候我哋上座部嘅师傅就会用巴黎文去念诵，另一位同修就会用广东话去念诵，另一位就用另一种语言念诵，咁成间寺院就话交响乐好嘈噶啦。
So you don't listen with your ears, you listen with your mind.
你唔系听你嗰个耳仔，而系听你内心。
Very good.
Dear Ajahn, please tell us.What is the best way to show compassion to people who are trying to convert us into the belief of an almighty God? Should we ignore them or should we try to reason them with the Dharma? How can we deal with those people who are very superstitious Buddhists that blindly believes in praying and offering in order to get good fortunes or good karma in return?
Okay.
中文呢就是老师请开示我们呢怎样对一些人是有慈悲心呢那些人是尝试去想我们转信一个全能全知的神我们应该是去不理他还是呢应该用佛法去跟他理论呢我哋系点样去，而同时间咧，我哋点样去面对一啲迷信嘅佛教徒？佢哋咧净系识得去拜啦，净系识得去做供养啦，去布施咧，净系希望得到福报。咁我哋点样去对呢一啲迷信嘅佛教徒咧
？You should say that Almighty God has chosen me to be a Buddhist.And it's not right that you change the plan of Almighty God.
嗱，你点样对呢一啲朋友咧？即系讲劝你转教嘅朋友就话，系全能全知嘅神系计划我系要做佛教徒，你系能够去逆呢位全能全知嘅神嘅计划嘅。
If you really want to be cheeky, you can say Almighty God.Couldn't even save the life of his own son.
你亦都可以讲话，上帝亦都唔可以救到佢自己个仔嗰条命。你呢一个就系搞笑啲嘅讲法。
And if you want to be even more cheeky, you can actually say something which is in the Pali Sutras that the Buddha was Satthadevamanusanam, was a teacher of gods and men.So our Buddha was your Almighty God's teacher.
你亦都可以好搞笑咁样讲，好幽默咁讲。我哋喺巴利藏嗰度，总之我哋佛经亦都有讲，佛陀咧系天神，亦都系人嘅老师，所以咧佛陀亦都系 你尊贵嘅神嘅老师。
Because that's actually true. It says in the sutras that the Buddha went up to actually to teach, you know, Mahabrahma. So Mahabrahma is the equivalent of the god in many other religions, and the Buddha was his teacher.
佛陀咧，其实亦喺呢个经文上面记载咧，佢亦都系梵天，即系所有宗教上面觉得至高嘅神，佢嘅老师嘅。
But this was a problem, especially in places like Malaysia and Singapore, because it may be an old Chinese Buddhist auntie was dying in hospital, and they may have a son or a grandson or a nephew who became an evangelical Christian. And they go to their bedside with their pastor and their friends, and they'd stay there until you were converted, and go so much trouble.
但有時候有啲情況就係呢個新加坡或者係馬來西亞好常見 ，even in Hong Kong too。
Hong Kong too， OK。
有時喺香港都會咁樣，就係一啲老人家啦，或者我哋通稱為老菩薩啦，佢哋做佛教徒修行咗好多年，但係咧到佢臨終嘅時候，佢嘅仔女因為係好虔誠嘅基督徒，咁或者係佢哋會帶佢哋嘅牧師啦，同埋所有嘅教友去佢床前，希望佢轉教。佢臨去死嗰陣時都咬，一定要去轉教先俾佢死。
Yeah, okay. This is my advice.
呢個咧嗱就係我嘅嚟緊落嚟，老師會開示。
They will not leave you alone until you convert.
佢。佢係咧唔會係拋低你啊，直至到你肯去轉教為止。
So what to do is to convert。
咁你要做咧，你咪信佢嘅教咯。
They'll make them very happy。
你會令佢哋好開心噶。
And they will leave you alone。
咁咧之後咧，你就可以自己一個人噶啦。
As soon as they've left, convert again。
咁咧，佢一走之後咧，你就信歸依翻佛教，即刻自己歸依翻佛教。
If you convert one way, you can convert the other way.
如果你可以轉呢個教點，你就唔可以翻翻去歸依翻。
That gets rid of the silly people, and you don't have to worry about them.
你離開一啲愚蠢好傻傻嘅人，咁之後咧，你就可以自己一個人去修行啦。
The second question about
superstitious
Buddhists.They're the sorts of people make the Christians encourage to convert you because they're superstitious. So superstition has got no part of being a Buddhist.
如果是一个迷信的人呢，你是没有资格称为佛教徒的，你是可以信其他宗教的。
Some years ago, there were big floods in Malaysia.
在若干年前在马来西亚呢有洪水。
There was one venerable of a temple had to climb on his roof to escape the floods.
有位法师啦，佢要爬到去寺院嘅屋顶先至可以避到洪水。
A rescue boat came to save him.
咁咧就有只救生艇咧就去救佢啦。
And they asked the venerable, "Please jump in. The waters are rising. We've come to save your life."
佢話：法師啊，你快啲跳上個救生艇啦！我哋嚟救你噶。
And the venerable monk said, "I am a disciple of the goddess of mercy, Kuan Yin. I've been worshipping her all my life. She will save me. I don't need a boat."
但係呢位法師佢點樣講咧？我呢一生我都係觀音菩薩嘅弟子，我一定會係等佢嚟救我嘅。我唔需要你呢一隻救生艇嚟救我。
The people in the boat said, "Don't be superstitious. Jump in. We can save you."
咁咧，呢班救生员点样讲？你唔好咁迷信啦，快啲跳上嚟啦，我哋会救到你条命噶。
He said, "No, I believe in Kuan Yin. She will save me."
咁呢个法师佢就讲：我信观音噶，佢会救我噶。
So they had to go away and save someone else. The waters rose.And so he had to hang on to those curly bits on the edge of Buddhist temples, on the roofs, you know, the curly bits on the temples, yeah. That's what he's hanging on to that.
咁呢個法師一路都喺呢個屋頂嗰個屋嗰個拱形最彎嗰個地方一路爬住，啲水咧就係去到到啲水咧高度漲到去而家佢企緊嗰度啦。
And the rescue dog came back again and said, "We admire your faith. Well done. Now jump in."
但係救生員就即刻翻嚟，佢就同佢講話：，哇！我哋對你好虔誠嘅信任非常之欽佩啊！请你快啲跳上呢个救生艇啦。
And the monk said, "No, this is a test of my faith in the goddess of mercy, Kuan Yin. Go away, Kuan Yin will save me."
佢就话唔得，呢个系观音菩萨俾我嘅考验嘅，我而家系等紧观音嚟救我，你走啦。
And the people in the boat, "This is the last boat. The river is rising. Jump in or you'll drown."
大救生员好紧张咁话：，喂！请你快啲跳上嚟啦！啲洪水就嚟高到就嚟救唔到你噶啦！你快啲跳上嚟啦
！No, he said, "Guan Yin will save me. I've worshipped her all my life. She won't let me down. Go away."
佢就咁样，呢位法师都照咁样讲：，我一生人信咗观音，信咗成世，观音会嚟救我啦！你走啦！
So the waters rose, the boat went away, the waters rose, and now he was hanging on to his TV aerial.
而家水涨咧，就呢一个法师涨到佢而家要爬上去呢个电视机个天线嗰度，嗰只救生船已经最后呢一只咧已经走咗啦。
And a helicopter came, a chopper, and lowered the rope.And they shouted down at him, "You are so famous. Now hold on to the rope. We've come to save you."
依家咧就有只直升机去嚟拯救呢一个出家人啦。咁啊，上边人咧就同呢个出家人讲啊：，你而家好出名嘅，人都知道你啦。我哋而家嚟救你啊！你快啲接住呢一个绳，我哋嚟救你啦。
He shouted up.No, I have faith in Guan Yin. She will save me. I don't need no chopper.
呢一个出家人佢咧就对住上面去嗌啦，唔使啦，我信观音噶，佢一定会嚟救我噶，你走啦。
They could not make him hold on to the rope.
救生员咧唔能够令到呢个出家人咧揸住嗰个绳索去吊佢上去。
The waters rose.
水咧，洪水咧涨得好高啦。
He had nothing else to hang on to.
呢一个出家人咧，一啲嘢都冇嘢可以掹住。
He drowned.
佢浸死咗。
And when he went up to heaven, he went straight for Kuan Yin and scolded her.
咁咧，当呢个出家人咧升到天界嗰时咧，佢咧就。撞到觀音菩薩啦，之後即刻對住觀音菩薩去鬧佢啦。
I had faith in you, Kuan Yin. I believed in you. I trusted in you. You embarrassed me. You let me down. You horrible Kuan Yin.
佢點樣鬧觀音菩薩咧？就話你啊，我信咗你一世啊，觀音菩薩，你啊令我好失望啊，真係，唉，令人好唔開心啊。
And the goddess of mercy, Kuan Yin, smiled very kindly at him.And said, "I did not let you down. I sent you two boats and one helicopter."
但观音菩萨咧，佢就好慈悲咁样同佢讲：，我冇令过你失望啊！我派咗两条救生艇，一个直升机嚟救你噶。所以咧
，If you want to be saved, Guan Yin has already sent you something to jump into. Jump in.
观音菩萨咧就已经神早已经派咗啲嘢去救你噶啦，系你冇跳上去被人拯救啫。
If you are a girl and want a nice boyfriend, don't go to the temple and light lots of incense. Instead, brush your teeth and get rid of your bad breath.
有个女仔啊咧，你去揾男朋友去求姻缘，你唔需要去点香烧香噶，你只需要咧就刷多啲牙，令你啲口臭咧走晒就得噶啦。
If you want to pass your exams, don't give ang pao to the monks. Stay at home and read your books.
若果你想考试成功咧，你就唔需要去法师嗰度受顶灌顶嘅，你快啲翻屋企去打开本书去温书啦。
People can be so superstitious.
人咧系可以好迷信。
And that's why, as monks and as nuns, we should teach people not to be superstitious if we want Buddhism to grow in our modern world.
所以咧，对于出家人嚟讲，对于所有法师嚟讲咧，我哋系会将正见嘅佛法，佛法嘅种正见咧，去教导我哋，先至可以令到整个世界系受到帮助。
Okay.
Dear Arjun, are these questions. As I have practiced meditation for these, in these days, one time when I left the meditation hall and went for walking meditation, I saw there are lots of glittering andThere are a lot of glittering stones. They are as glitter as diamond. Why is there such a phenomena? 在我禅修的时候呢，过了几天呢，我有一次我离开禅堂，行出外面去行禅，见到地面有很多闪亮亮的碎石，有如钻石，为什么会有这样的现象呢？
That sounds like you wandered into a jewelry shop.
咁樣情況同你去，咦，好似你去咗鑽石鋪喎。
No, that's exactly the same as my story of the bamboo or the content of toilet bowl. When you get very, very mindful, everything gets beautiful.
其實呢，正如滕老師嗰個比喻一樣，你見到啲竹，或者不如你見，或者你係喺廁所，或者係你去洗碗，你內心嗰種知足嗰種安樂咧，係呢啲係你自己禅修嘅過程所得來，所得強嘅覺察力所生起嘅。
So that's what happened. You were very peaceful and mindful, and even the stones looked very beautiful, like diamonds.
就係因為你禅修過後，你嘅覺察越好清明，所以咧，就算啲石頭你見到係都係閃靈靈。
It's just like after this retreat, if you go out for dinner.Meditate beforehand, and the food tastes even more delicious.
你出咗禅明之后，你食第一餐，嗰一餐一定会系好好味，因为你禅修之后多咗觉察。
You get your money's worth.
你啲钱系值得噶。
Okay.
Okay. 坐长途飞机或者巴士时，照样观呼吸得唔得咧？If I take a long haul flight or a bus, I keep on doing the breath meditation. Is that okay?
Yes, it's good to do breath meditation on long haul flights. That's what I often do. But sometimes if you go in economy class and long haul flights, you always get these children. Oh, they're so noisy.
老师咧，好多时候都搭需要搭长途飞机，咁嗰阵时佢都会系去观呼吸。但系咧，好多时候我哋都系坐经济舱，你所听嘅咧都系啲 B B 仔喺度喊啦，哇哇哇哇，好嘈嘅。
That's why we don't have any children in meditation retreat。
所以咧喺呢个禅营，好多禅营入边都系冇小朋友。
That's also why in some monasteries.When it comes to school holidays, they do temporary novice ordination.
所以咧，亦都有啲寺院咧就會做一啲短期出家。
That means instead of the parents looking after the children during school holidays, they get free childcare at the temple.
呢啲短期出家咧係點咧？就係啲父母咧就唔睇自己啲唔照顧自己仔女，掟去寺院。等寺院有享受呢个免费嘅凑仔服务。
But no, it's very good to do some meditation, breath meditation, over when you're in the aircraft.
喺搭长途机咧，我哋做观呼吸嘅禅修咧系好噶。
But it's very difficult to do walking meditation.
但係咧喺飛機上面做行禪好難。
Especially down the aisles when the trolleys come in the opposite direction.
尤其是咧控制佢哋要推嗰啲車喺行人道嗰度行咧，你係好難做到行禪。
Especially when you're walking very slowly and mindfully.
尤其是係你好有正念。觉察慢慢咁样行，系好难去做呢个行禅噶。
Especially when you're trying to get to your flight, and you're walking so slowly, and you miss your flight.
有时候若果你系咁样样嘅步速去追你班机，你就咁样样走鬼咗班机噶啦。
In our monastery in England, the first monastery there was in a small town in Sussex called Chithurst.
在英国老师他们第一间寺院呢在 Sussex 那里呢。
And they wanted to hold a meditation retreat.
那里的寺院呢就希望举办禅修营。
The temple was too small.
呢间寺院咧，其实好细嘅啫。
But in an English village close by, one of their disciples who was a psychiatrist had bought a big house with stables. A psychiatrist.
Okay. 咁咧，但系就喺寺院侧边咧，有个村庄，其实咧，有位徒弟咧，佢系一个心理学家嚟嘅，佢咧就买了一间大屋，就去俾寺院去做禅修营啦。
So they used her big house, they cleaned it up and used it for a weekend meditation retreat.
咁咧，寺院嘅徒弟咧都去呢间大屋咧去做清洁，咁就准备一个周末嘅禅修营。
Now she was the owner of the house was a psychiatrist.Who worked in the local home for those people who were, you know, mentally crazy?
心理学家咧，就呢间屋嘅屋主啦，佢平常咧就系去治疗一啲精神病嘅人嘅。
And all the people in the village, they knew that she was a doctor who worked in this funny farm.
咁样而啲。附近的人他都知道這一位心理學家呢都是一個很有趣的農莊裡面去工作。
So during the retreat, when all the retreatants went outside to do walking meditation, one of the villagers called the police.
這樣當善應舉行緊在這一位心理學家的屋那裡呢開始做行禪，啲朋友開始漫步行禪，周圍的人呢就見到就即刻 call 電話去叫警察來
了。The police came to round all the retreatants up to take them back to the funny farm.
警察呢就帶啲人就返返去間屋入面要入翻去呢一个有趣嘅农庄。
Because sometimes that's what it looks like when you're doing walking meditation.
因为有啲人咧好拘谨咁样行禅，真系好似傻傻地。
And it took them a long time to explain to the police, no, these are not crazy people, they're Buddhists.
因为呢个屋主咧，心理学家用好多神识就同啲警察讲咗话。唔係啊，佢哋唔係傻，唔係有精神病，或者係佛弟子、佛教徒嚟㗎。
That's a true story. Happened.
呢個係真事，係發生過。
Okay, another question, please.
我觀呼吸時，呼吸就會特別深長，並非我平時的自然呼吸，是不是有問題呢？ Is there a problem when I do breath meditation, my breath becomes very, very, very deep and long, And that is not my natural breathing. Is that a problem?
It's not a problem at all, because when it gets soft, that does become your natural breathing.
This question is that when he do breath meditation, it becomes long and deep in a particular special way.
Yeah, that happens when you relax.
Now, 你呢一種情況咧，就係當你係放鬆嘅時候，你嘅呼吸咧就會係深長，而你嘅呼吸亦都會係由遠由順嘅。
Just like your car, when it's parked but the engine is still running, it goes a very, very low revolution.
正如咧，你泊車嘅時候，嗰架車佢停低落嘅時候咧，嗰架車嘅軸咧係會慢慢慢慢咁樣係去放長嘅。
Because when you're very still, you don't need much oxygen.
因為當你是靜止的時候，你不需要吸很多的氧氣。
When you're really still, you don't need any oxygen at all.
如果你是完全是靜止的時候，你一點氧氣都不需要吸的。
You stop breathing.
你停了你的呼吸。
This is one of my stories, which I wrote in Mindfulness, Bliss and Beyond.
这个呢，我现在会讲个故事，是在我本 Mindfulness, Bliss and Beyond, 禅悦快乐呼吸十六法那个书里面提到的。
There was one of my disciples, an Australian man, who would only meditate maybe half an hour or 45 minutes at most.
我有一个徒弟啦，他每次禅修呢，最多呢都是禅修坐半个钟或者45分钟。
One Sunday afternoon, there was nothing on TV, so he told his wife, I'm going in my bedroom to meditate.
有一个星期日，他说，电视都没什么看了，他就跟太太说，我回房，我去坐禅。
After an hour and a half, he hadn't come out, so his wife went to check on him.
咁个半钟之后咧，佢先生未出嚟，咁太太咧就入去房去揾佢啦。
There he was sitting meditation in his bedroom。
佢咧一打开房门就见到先生一路咁样喺度静坐。
He was so still, perfectly still, too still. He wasn't even breathing.
哇！佢見到先生真係坐得好靜，太靜，超靜，真係令到佢覺得好怪啊！停咗呼吸添。
So his wife rang 999 to get the ambulance to come。
佢見到先生冇咗呼吸，即刻打999去叫救護車嚟。
The ambulance came within 5 minutes。
救護車五分鐘就嚟到啦。
They rushed into his room.They checked his pulse.
佢即刻冲入去呢个房间，呢班医护人员咧即刻去睇下佢个脉搏有冇仲有脉搏。
These were trained medical practitioners. They could find no pulse.
佢哋系专业医护人员，佢见到啲人完全冇晒脉搏啊。
They put him into the gurney. They put him straight into the ambulance, and they rushed to the hospital.Right through the red lights. Come on. How do the ambulance go in Hong Kong? Is it?
呢一班医护人员即刻咧将呢个人咧就摆上呢一个床救护床嗰度咧，之后就即刻怼上去个救护车度，闩埋道门，即刻开车。红灯即刻都冲咗过去，好快入到去医院嘅急救室啦。
They rushed him into the emergency room and they put on ECG to see if he had any heartbeat。
佢去到呢、个紧急嘅室咧，呢一班医护人员咧就将嘅 ECG 咧就摆佢个心去睇下佢仲有冇心跳。
that line. Ding, 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 emergency. Apparently it doesn't go ding, 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 but it makes the story much more interesting.
哇，一睇到叮叮叮叮叮，佢嗰个心电图全部正知，但其实咧系佢唔会系叮叮叮叮叮咁样样，系老师加上去嘅，增加戏剧效果。
So then they put EEG on his head to see if he had any brain activity. Another flat line, brain dead.
之后咧，医护人员就将 EEG 咧摆喺上个头，睇下佢咧个大脑仲有冇任何活动。有冇喐动啊？但系咧，一睇到嗰个脑嘅电波嘅图，完全系直嘅。脑系死咗嘅。
He wasn't breathing. His heart wasn't beating, and there was no brain activity on the most modern equipment.
喺最先进、最现代嘅所有嘅技术咧、仪器咧，都唔明白点解佢。是会没有呼吸没有心跳大脑是没有任何动动
Usually they would have wheeled him down to the morgue pronounced dead
通常呢、这个就是应该是立下为 立下这个字句就说医生证明他死亡的
It was a good thing they didn't take him down to the morgue because he was only meditating he wasn't dead when he came outHe'd have killed the attendants in the morgue. They would have died of shock.
好在冇咁样做咋。如果唔系咧，呢一个人一醒嘅时候咧，即刻咧去到，真系要闹呢啲医护人员，话做乜事话我死鬼咗。
The reason they never took him to the morgue was because the doctor on duty was from India. He had heard that yogis can do this in meditation.He knew the guy was meditating, so he decided to put defibrillators, these pads on your chest, which give a shock to try and get the heart going again.
咁咧，好在咧，其实呢个主诊医生咧，佢系一个印度人，佢系知道咧一啲做即系灵修或者瑜伽嘅人咧，佢如果咧入到好深嘅禅修咧，系会冇晒呢啲生理嘅活。任何活动嘅，咁嗰时咧，佢就去攞个磁力共振。
Many times, according to his wife, they tried to shock his heart into beating. Every time, it failed.
但系咧，佢太太话俾佢听嘅经验咧，即系呢个医生太太话俾佢经验，就算用磁力共振，都系好难令到个心系跳翻。
And then he decided to come out of his meditation.He opened his eyes, he bent up, beep, beep, beep. Everything was normal.
但呢个人就喺嗰阵就醒翻啦。佢嗰阵时个心电图就 beep, 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 正常咁样喐动翻。
The doctor gave him a thorough check over. He was perfectly healthy, so he walked home.
医生咧就帮佢再做翻全身嘅检查，一啲问题冇，好健康。这个男人咧就行翻屋企啦。
I remember asking him when he told me the story, could you hear the sounds of the ambulance? No. Could you feel the defibrillators? No. What did you experience? He said, beautiful bliss, the best experience of his life.
咁啦，老师咧就之后咧就同问一问呢位男士啊，在他送你入院的时候你听不到救护车那些声吗没有啊。那磁力共振的时候你没什么感觉啊没有啊。那你那时候感觉怎样啊哇这个是我一生当中见到最靓最靓的禅悦。
He had got into a very, very deep jhana.
其实那时候他入了很深的禅那。
And that's what it's like.
这个就是禅那当时的。
And I asked him, he said, how did you do that? What did you do?
老师就问他咦你怎样会这样的
And his answer was, and this is verbatim, for the first time, I really let go.
他就答那次其实是我第一次真正放下。
You know, everybody says the same when they get to jhana for the first time. I really let go.
很多人他真的进入了禅那，他的经验就是说那次他是真正完全放下了。
That tells you what you can do.
这件事是你可以做到的。
He never got close to Jhanas before, but that time he really let go.
他之前从来没过这么近禅那，但是那次他真正放下就是经历禅那。
So look, if I'm sitting here and after all the bells go and you go back, I'm still sitting here, don't cremate me.
那若果是钟声响起老师都是继续静坐的时候，千祈不要将老师的身体火化埋葬了去。
Just pack me in a box and send me back to Australia cargo.
你只需要呢就叫我个货柜去 pack 咗老师呢之后呢安全送返去澳洲。
Okay, that.
Dear Ajahn, would you explain forgiveness and how to do it? Thank you. 老师请解释下宽恕我哋点样去做呢？A similar question I can also ask.
Okay, yes.
Dear Ajahn, how can we overcome our irritation? When other people make mistakes, I have this strong feeling in my whole body. My mind isn't peaceful at all, and I'm not in a position to correct those people. What should I do to resolve this irritation? I'm so grateful for your kind guidance. 这条问题呢就是说我怎样向将内心的忐忑不安呢可以克服它呢？因为呢我见到人家是犯错的时候，我呢就这种忐忑不安的感受呢就在我全身那里，我的心呢一啲都不安定，而我都知道我不是负责去矫正做错事的人，我怎样去克服这一种不安呢？多谢老师的教导。
I've got so many disciples right now, and I've been trying to correct their bad behavior. If I didn't forgive them, I'd go crazy.
我呢其实有好多弟子是啦，他们若果我是要个个人都要去矫正他呢，我就会癫的啦。
So first of all, the Buddha taught, we are all owners of our own karma, we don't own each other's karma.
佛陀教我们是自己业，即是我们自己行为的主人，我们不是孭埋人家的业，人家行为的主人。
So if someone is very cruel to me, if they say bad things to me, if they try and upset me, it's nothing to do with me, it's their karma.
如果是有人对自己去讲啲好难听嘅说话，伤害自己，呢啲系对方所做嘅行为嚟噶，唔关自己事。
I refuse to sacrifice my happiness because of someone else's bad behavior.
我不会说因为对方一些坏的行为而去牺牲自己的快乐。
Otherwise, that's being stupid.
如果不是就很蠢的了。
But if someone does good behavior, or I enjoy that.
如果有些人他们做一些好的事情，我就很欣赏很享受。
So personally, I share your good karma, but your bad karma I leave for you.
那我会除起你好的东西，而你做啲唔好嘅嘢，我留翻你手咯。
So what someone else does, that's their problem.
如果人哋真系做错，系佢哋嘅情况。
If you get angry at them, you miss wonderful opportunities.
若果你系好嬲嘅时候，你会错失一个机会。
Once upon a time, there was a donkey.
好耐好耐以前，有一只驴仔。
And the donkey was wandering in the forest, and he wasn't mindful.
这只驴仔呢就走入去一个森林嗰度，佢嗰阵一啲觉察都冇，佢自己口系妄念当中走入去。
The donkey was thinking about his dinner, and so he didn't see the well, and he fell into the well.
因为嗰阵时佢就去谂紧，咦，我系点样样揾我自己晚餐呢？佢睇唔到前面有一个水井，佢就跌咗落去啦。
The donkey was very lucky. There was no water in the well, and he didn't break any bones. But there was a donkey in the bottom of a well, and donkeys can't climb out.
咁呢只驴仔咧真系好好彩啊！好在呢个水井入边嗰时冇水，佢咧冇俾浸死，亦都冇折到骨，亦都好彩。但系呢个井咧好深，佢根本甚至出唔到嚟。
So the only thing the donkey could think of doing was to call for help. Heo, 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 which is donkey speak for please come and help me.
咁啊，驴仔咧就点样样回应佢咧？就嗌
heo, heo, heo。
呢个咧就系驴仔话咧，就话：，哎，搵人嚟救下我啊！
Maybe 2 hours, maybe 3. Eo, eo. Until finally someone heard him.
两三个钟呢只驴仔都 eo 咁样嗌落去，咁咧终于人嚟啦。
It was a local farmer heard him, but he was a very bad man.
有呢个人咧就系个附近嗰个农夫，但系咧好唔好彩，佢遇呢个农夫系一个好。
When he saw that the noise was coming from that old donkey who'd fallen in a well, he thought it's his own fault. He can stay in that well.
呢个农夫佢点样谂咧？呢只老驴啊，系佢自己攞嚟嘅。
But the farmer thought, "No, I've got a better idea. That's a very dangerous well. I've been meaning to fill it up for a long time now."I'm going to fill it up today with the donkey in the bottom. Ha ha ha.
呢一个农夫咧，好凶恶，好奸咁样讲。呢个水井我不嬲都唔想要噶啦，系时候用啲沙要埋咗佢。系我啲沙底下就埋葬咗呢一个老驴就得噶啦。哈哈哈。
So instead.Of helping the donkey, the farmer got out a spade and started shoveling earth and dirt into the well to bury the donkey alive.
呢一个农夫咧，佢冇谂过去救佢，之后咧就一手咧就攞起个铲，去将嗰啲污糟邋遢嘅嘢，将啲泥咧就去抌落去呢个旧井嗰度。
And the donkey wondered what's going on.He's putting dirt on top of me.
呢只驴仔话：发生咁样嘅事啊，点解呢个人将一啲污糟嘢抌落嚟咧
？And the donkey soon understood. The bad farmer was going to bury him alive. Eo, eo, eo.
呢一嗱，老师叫我讲噶。呢一个驴仔就话：，真系惨啊！我要俾呢一个衰农夫去活埋我。啊！
耶哟！耶哟！耶哟 ！But then the donkey went quiet.
之后呢只老嘅驴仔静咗落嚟。
The bad farmer was surprised. He didn't think he'd buried enough, put enough dirt in to bury the donkey.But he thought maybe he had. The donkey was buried and shut up.
咁咧，呢一个农夫咧就，咦冇声咁怪嘅，但系佢谂下，应该埋死咗佢噶啦。咁所以佢咪冇再嗌咯。
But the donkey wasn't dead. He wasn't buried. He'd got insight into not getting angry.
但呢只驴仔咧，佢一啲都冇嬲过，佢咧又。一个好深嘅智慧，唔好俾佢自己发嬲。
Instead of getting angry that someone tried to kill you, he used wisdom.
佢冇嬲过一个要杀死佢嘅人，但系嗰一刻佢就起咗智慧去面对佢而家嘅情况。
When he got another shovel full of dirt over his back, he shrugged it off, stamped it in, and he was another inch higher.Another shovel full of earth, shrugged it off, stamped it in, another inch higher. That was wisdom, not anger.
呢只驴仔好有智慧啊！佢当上面农夫佢倒一啲污糟嘢落嚟，佢就拧一拧个身，之后咧抌一抌脚，你知道啦，个地咧就高咗一寸，于是者就咁样样个啲泥咧就越嚟越升高啦。
The farm was so busy shoveling earth, he didn't notice a pair of donkey ears appear above the top of the well.
呢只呢一个农夫咧，佢一路咁样样去将啲污糟嘢啦倒落去呢一个旧井入边，佢完全冇察觉到咧，呢个水井嗰度咧冒起咗驴仔嗰两只耳仔啊。
Soon a donkey head appeared above the well as the donkey was getting higher and higher.
之后咧呢只驴仔又升起升起。只耳仔升起之后，到佢自己头升起啦。
And soon the donkey was high enough to jump out of the well.
呢只驴仔咧，佢够高咧，之后就跳咗出嚟啦。
And according to the story as I first read it, the donkey bit the farmer on the backside to teach him the law of karma.
咁咧，我第一次读呢个故仔咧，就系呢只驴仔咧，就教佢一个因果业报嘅一课，咁咧就踢咗呢一个。
But that's,
踢咗呢一个农夫一脚。
That's what you should do when people shovel dirt over you and call you bad names. Instead of responding with anger and eor, if they say bad things and shovel dirt on you, shrug it off, stamp it in, and you're an inch higher every time.
咁每一次若果真系有人去中伤你讲你坏话。抌啲污糟嘢落嚟身度啦，你就学呢只驴仔有智慧嘅驴仔，揈一揈身，将啲污糟嘢揈一揈身，清一清自己嘅脚，你就会升高一寸噶啦。
So you don't need to forgive them, you should thank them.
你唔一啲都唔需要宽恕佢，你反而系要多谢佢哋啊。
Very good. You should thank me. Thank you very much.
咁啊。大家应该多谢法师。
Okay, next question.
Okay. Ajahn, you have talked about letting go and positive thinking. Please kindly please advise us when to use letting go and when to use positive thinking. Thank you. 中文，老师，你。教过我哋要去放下，同埋去正面思维。请教我哋几时候去放下，几时候用正面嘅思维咧？多谢。
Okay, when you're meditating, you let go of all thinking. When you're not meditating, you let go of negative thinking and you keep the positive thinking.
当你禅修嗰阵，你就放开所有嘅思维，连呢个正面思维都放开。而当你系唔需要禅修嘅时候，你就放下你负面嘅思维，用你嘅正面嘅思维。
So very easy. So when you're meditating, stop thinking.
所以你禅修嗰阵时候，停止你嘅思维啦。
When you're out there back at work, positive thinking, but let go of the negative thinking.
当你翻出去做嘢嘅时候，翻工嘅时候，用你正面嘅思维放下负面嘅思维啦。
That's very easy. Next question.
Dear Ajahn, you mentioned that our five senses are off, and then we can see the mind or the light of the nimitta. However, when we are in deep sleep, our five senses are off too. First, this is my first question.Can we see our mind during deep sleep? The second question, how can we distinguish when we meditate, or we are truly seeing the mind or just in drowsiness? 老師你講過啦，我哋當見到自己嘅心或者見到禅上嘅光，其實嗰陣時候個五個感官個五感官個色咧，其實已經就係已經關閉咗噶啦，熄咗噶啦。咁但係咧，當我哋係喺瞓覺瞓得好冧嘅時候咧，我哋嗰個五官咧，其實五個感官都係熄咗噶喎。咁我哋瞓緊覺嗰時候，會唔會見到我哋自己個心咧？同埋我哋點樣樣去分到 我哋係真正睇到自己心，定係我哋係昏沉呢？
When you're sleeping, your five senses are turned off, but so is your mindfulness. In meditation, your five senses are turned off, but your mindfulness is strong.
當你禅修嗰陣時候咧，縱然你嘅五官係熄咗，但係你嘅覺知咧，你嘅覺醒咧係好仲係喺度嘅。而當你瞓覺嗰陣時候咧，連呢個覺察力咧、覺醒咧係冇咗嘅，係熄咗嘅。
And the best way of knowing whether you are very still and in deep meditation or you were sleeping is how you feel afterwards.
嗱，睇下咧就係、是、究竟我哋係深入去禅修定係昏沉咧，就係睇下之後我哋嘅精神狀態點樣樣啦。
If you just come out of meditation, you feel sort of dull, you'd fallen asleep.
若果咧你之後嗰個情況咧係牛牛豆豆咁樣樣咧，你一定係昏沉中個眼瞓。
If you feel full of energy, whoa, that was nice, yes. You feel like dancing up and down, yes, that was good meditation.
若果你好精神嘅時候，咁樣樣咧，其實你就係禅修緊嘅。
Because when the five senses stop and you're perfectly mindful, this huge energy goes into mindfulness and you're fully awake and you can know the difference.
你會清楚知道個分別㗎，因為呢當你禅修嗰時候呢，你五官嘅係閂曬，而所有嘅能量就係喺你自己嘅覺醒正念嗰度，你係做完禅修之後你係好精神㗎。
So that's why the five senses stop during deep meditation have lots of energy.
所以咧，禅修嗰陣時候，將自己五官個色咧係關閉咗嘅時候咧，係你自己係充滿能量，充滿係你自己精神充沛嘅。
Some people in the West wonder where that energy comes from.
有啲西方朋友咧，知道呢個能量係嚟自邊度？
I was once visiting a prison in England and I'd just come out from a nice meditation. I was so happy and energetic, the prisoners there thought I'd just been taking drugs.
老師有一次去英國探監，亦都喺嗰度又坐過禪。咁附近啲人就話：咦，見到老師出咗離開禪咗嗰時咁開心嘅，佢問：你係咪索個嘢吸過毒嚟啊？
These were a couple of drug addicts who were put in jail for selling drugs. And they saw me and they pointed to me and said, he's on the gear. He's on the gear means he's on drugs.
咁呢，因為嗰度啲監犯呢，之前佢哋係做過毒犯，所以就鎖入監倉入面。咁呢，就見到老師咁樣，佢就醒返就知道，哇，佢呀都係吸緊毒㗎。
You're not on drugs.You're on the Buddhist bliss of jhanas, on ecstasy, not ecstasy tablets, but ecstasy from meditation.
但是在座我們每位禅營的參加者呢，你們不是吸毒，不是吸毒過後high曬，而是大家呢是品嚐緊佛法入面的禅悅。
Okay, next question.
既然自我只是一个概念，那我们应该怎样看待我们的躯体呢？ Thank you. Because I, ego, self are just mere concepts, how should we perceive the existence of our physical bodies?
Okay.
Repeat again. Since I, ego, self, are just mere concepts. Okay. Done.
Okay. You may have that concept that the ego is not there, but to you that's just a concept. The reason you ask that question is because you believe there is a self there.
對你來講呢，你話我自我呢個係個概念，係因為你問呢一樣嘢係你仲係執呢一個我。
So you can't act this out like an actor on a stage. If you really understood non-self, that there's nobody there, then the answer is obvious.
如果你是真正去体验到的话，你是不会问这个问题，你自己会发现到答案。
You look after your body like I look after the room I'm staying in.
你同我一样都会是如同看这个空间，这个场地一样。
It's not my room, it doesn't belong to me, it belongs to the temple, but I still look after it and care for it.
我在一间寺院那里，但这间寺院不是属于我，但我依然会照顾它。
So you look after your body. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to nature, but you still look after it.
这个身体的组成是 来自大自然的种种物质，不是属于你的，但是你依然是会照顾好它。
Even though it doesn't belong to you, you still wash every day out of compassion for the people who have to sit next to you.
每天你都会冲凉去照顾这个身体，但是这个身体不是属于你，但是你依然会照顾，因为你为了你身边的人的福祉，费事去闻你臭臭。
Okay.
Dear Ajahn, what effort is right effort? 究竟什么的努力是精进呢？
It's the effort.To stop. The effort to let go. The effort to be kind. And the effort to be gentle.
这个精进就是我们停下来放下慈悲友善的精进。
They have a word in Pali called virya.
在 Pali 叫做 Virya
Energy
精进的力
But it's related to the Pali word Vira meaning a hero
但是呢是跟 Vira 其实呢是跟英雄这个意思有关的
In the time of the Buddha a hero was like a soldier who goes into battleAnd sacrifice his life for his king. That's what a hero is. Someone who can let go and renounce everything.
佛陀的教导，他讲这个比喻，就好像一个将军，他为了他的皇上，他是愿意牺牲自己，一路去直入军队，他愿意牺牲自己的身体。
The energy we talk about in Buddhism is the energy which can be heroic effort to renounce and let go of everything completely, including yourself.
而在佛法当中的意思呢，就是这个精进的力，它是愿意去舍弃放下所有一切，包括自己的身体。
That's what the right effort is.The right effort to give away, to give up, to let go.
这个精进的力就是放下、舍弃、自我、贪我的力。
Okay.
Okay. How does meditation help to get us out of samsara? What is the relationship between meditation and dependent origination?请问禅修怎样帮我们出离轮回生死，而禅修和缘起法的关系是怎样呢？
In brief, dependent origination shows how you get reborn.
缘起法呢就告诉我们我们其实是怎样轮回的。
Basically, in brief, because of karmic forcesAnd because of craving, that gives rise to the fuel of rebirth, and you get reborn accordingly.
好简单咁样讲，我哋轮回就系因为我哋有贪爱。
The two main causes are karma and craving.
补充清楚就系令到我哋轮回系因为我哋自己嘅业同埋贪爱。
Just like.Some of you may want to come and visit me in Perth, in Australia. The only way you'll get to Australia is if you fulfill two causes. You have the karma, the money and the air ticket. And two, the craving. You want to go there.
你有你大家在座当中咧，有好多都可能会想去柏斯我哋老师嘅寺院嗰度去禅修。咁而你点样样嚟到咧？两个条件，一你要有业，就系你有足够嘅钱同飞机票；第二咧就系你有个意愿。
Very good.
If you want to go to Perth, but you haven't got the money, you won't get there.
就算你想嚟，但你冇錢，你係唔會嚟到嘅。
If you got the money, but you don't want to go, you won't get there.
如果你有錢，你唔想嚟，你都唔會去到。
So you can see that karma and craving is a cause for you to get to Perth.
所以咧，
karma and craving, the cause to get to Perth.
意念同埋我哋嘅業同埋意念咧，就係令你嚟到柏斯嘅兩個條件。
In English, very similar to Perth is birth. If you want to get a new birth, you have to have the craving and the karma, and then you reach a new birth, not Perth.
嗱，呢個係英文字啦。Perth 咧，柏斯咧，同呢再生輪迴嗰個 birth 咧，其實都音好似嘅。你都係一樣，你冇呢個業同埋冇呢個貪，我哋唔會你唔會有下生嘅。
So suppose you want to be reborn in New York in your next life. You have to want to be reborn in New York as a human being and have enough karma to be reborn in New York in your next life. If you want to be reborn, but not enough good karma, or you have enough good karma, but you'd rather be reborn in Hong Kong, you won't get reborn in New York.
如果你係希望你下一生係做一個倫敦人嘅時候，你有足夠嘅做倫敦人嘅業力同埋貪愛，但係如果是但一樣嘢係條件唔夠足，唔會令你去做呢個紐約人，譬如你貪愛做香港人，你係唔會做到紐約人。
So that basically is how dependent origination works.
呢個咧就係十二緣起嘅教導，十二因緣教導我哋嘅嘢啦。
So to stop being reborn, you either have to stop the karma or stop the craving.
所以咧，若果你係要止息自己輪迴生死，你就要止息自己嘅業同埋止息自己嘅貪愛。
You cannot exhaust your karma. There's too much of both good karma and bad karma.
你唔可以去用盡曬你自己嘅善業惡業。
The only way to stop being reborn is to stop craving.
你可以去做嘅咧，就係將你自己貪愛去消除佢。
To stop wanting.
停止渴求追逐。
To let go.
去放下。
And that's what you've been training at all the time you've been here.
放下呢个练习就系我哋禅修营每时每刻练习紧嘅嘢啦。
Which is why I've been teaching you all the last 4 or 5 days how not to be reborn。
就喺过去嘅几日，老师不断喺度教我哋唔好再跌入去轮回生死入边。
It's very difficult, isn't it, to try to stop wanting things？
嗱，停止自己去追求。一啲嘢係咪好難呢
？After a while, you understand it, so you don't want anything.
但係過一陣，你就會發覺，咦，老師講得啱喎，係應該要捨離嘅喎，捨離放下嘅喎。咁之後咧，你就可以做到噶啦。
You know how to stop craving.
你會知道點樣去放下貪慾。
So you know how to not get reborn again.
你就識得點樣唔會再輪迴生死噶啦。Dear Ajahn, the first discourse, the discourse of the first turning the wheel of the Dharma, the five bhikkhus, as soon as they listen to that discourse, they are able to be enlightened. So, what conditions do we need so that we can for us, we need to practice a lot of stopping and vipassana as well as jhana so that we can achieve enlightenment. But in this whole process, what are the conditions?
Okay, that is the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta. Only one person got stream winning after hearing that sutta.
講翻個問題先，咁呢位朋友就問：佛台一講初轉法輪經嘅時候，五比丘就能夠證悟同開悟。咁我哋而家做咁多嘅止觀同禪那嘅過程，先能夠開悟，係咩因緣呢？咁老師就話：呢個喺初轉法輪經入邊，只係講有一位嘅比丘係能夠入流。
After the second sutta, the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta on non-self.All the five disciples became fully enlightened.
在第二部经《无我经》里面，五位比丘都是真正去证悟。
Buddhists throughout the world, they have studied both suttas, and they've listened to them being recited hundreds, thousands of times, but hardly any of them become stream winners or arahats. How come?
很多佛弟子都会将初转法轮经和无我经 去读诵。但是呢为什么不是个个都能够去做到阿罗汉能够入流呢
?In fact, today, you can get all of those sutras on internet. You don't have to go to India or go to teacher, they're all there. Why aren't you enlightened?
大家其实上网已经看到很多佛经的啦。大家连去印度啊去找老师都不需要，你自己上网一 click 已经找到的啦。但是为什么个个睇完读完部经都唔会系正悟呢
？Because all those monks have been practicing for a long time。
因为咧呢能够正悟嘅比丘，佢哋系修行咗好耐。
The Buddha had been teaching them jhanas. They had been keeping their precepts. They had been living such a simple life. They were monks。
他们是出家人，他们奉持戒律，他们能够去真正去证入禅那，他们是修行了很久。
I gave the simile of the jhanas is like lighting a match。
老师讲的比喻就是，这个禅那就是等于点一支蜡烛。
The suttas, the teaching of the Buddha, is like gunpowder。
但是呢佛陀所教的经藏呢就好像弹药一样。
When the two come together, the jhana and the dhamma, the gunpowder and the match, boom!
当这个火柴
You gotta wake people up this time of night.
当这个火柴和这个弹药一齐的时候，这个火柴点着了，靠点这个弹药之后，嘣，咁之后就正悟。希望大家醒一醒。
And when it gets boom, that means enlightenment. So, all those monks, they had the Dhamma of the Buddha, and they did the jhana, they come together, boom. They saw what the Buddha saw.
当这五比丘正以及其他證咗嘅比丘，佢哋係因為之前經歷完成咗禪那，而當佢哋係接觸佛陀嘅教導，就等於老師啱講呢個比喻，兩個因緣條件一合就 boom， 佢哋就真正證悟。
These days, so many people have access to the Dhamma. What they don't have is a match.So I will train you to have a match. Be careful. Something is going to go boom.
而家其实我哋好多机会去听闻佛法，但系老师而家所教我哋就系令到另一个条件去具足，就系进入禅那。希望大家有机会系能够 boom 能够真正正悟解脱。Dear Ajahn, how should we prepare ourselves for our last breath? 老师，我哋应该点样去面对最后临终嘅一刻呢？
You prepare yourself for your last breath by preparing yourself for this breath.
你唔好为咗最后一刻去准备嗰啖气，而你应该为咗当下呢一刻去准备呢一口气。
Now is the only time you have.Your last breath is being made right now. So when you're thinking about your last breath, you're not thinking of this breath. And this breath could be your last breath. You've blown it again.
老师说，我们只是为了我们临终那口气而去担心，就忘记了照顾现在当下这口气。但是就在这样的情况之下，你在不留意当中，过后就是你最后啖气了。
There was once a businessman who had a gold shop here in Hong Kong.
曾经呢有一个生意人，他是在香港开金铺。
He was what we call Waisak Buddhist.
他呢就是叫做佛诞佛教徒。
He'd only go to temple once a year on Waisak.
他只是每一年佛诞的时候才去寺院。
He never liked going on to the temple, because when he went to temple, he had to give ang pao.
但他不喜欢来寺院的，因为他觉得寺院要给利是。
Yeah. But his wife forced him to go to temple once a year.
但他太太都能够去叫他先生每一年佛诞去寺院一次。
And one Waisak, he was at the temple because his wife made him, and he heard the monk talk about this very question, that your last breath is the most important.
第一次，佢呢个佛教徒终于听喺寺院听到法师嘅开示，就话你要知道。你呢一口气可能系你一生人最后一啖气。
And if your last thought is a good thought, then you're bound to have a good rebirth.
如果你呢一个临终呢一口气系你嗰阵时候系一个善念嘅时候，你下一个来生一定系好嘅来生。
And the monk said, one of the best thoughts to have when you die is to think.Of the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha. If you think of the triple gem, the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, you're bound to get reborn in heaven.
佛陀佢就教，唔系，对唔住，矫正。法师咧，佢就教呢一位佛诞嘅佛教徒啦。咁就话，当临终嘅时候，若果我哋嘅心念系想及佛陀。佛法同埋僧伽咧，下一生来生一定系生于天上，系好嘅果报。
So the Hong Kong businessman thought that means I don't need to come to temple ever again。
咁咧呢位香港生人咧，佢就咁我以后咧就唔使嚟寺院啦。
I don't need to give donations to fat monks。
我唔需要咧就向呢啲肥嘅出家人去供养。
I don't have to keep all these precepts.
我唔需要持戒啊。
I can drink liquor, I can have mistress, I can go gambling, and I can eat meat.
我可以去饮酒、取二奶、食肉、赌钱。
All I need to do is to make sure my last thought is a Buddha Dhamma Sangha.
我最紧要就系自己死嗰之前嗰刻咧，就谂到。法僧就得噶啦。
And then he quickly worked out how he could make sure with 100% certainty his last thought would be the Buddha Dhamma Sangha。
咁佢谂条桥就肯定自己100%，100%知道自己死咗之前一定系谂起法僧。
Because at home He had three sons.
因为在屋企咧，佢有三个仔。
As soon as he went home, he renamed his sons by default: eldest son Buddha, second son Dhamma, third son Sangha.
佢咧即刻翻到屋企就同三个仔改名，大仔叫做佛，第二个仔叫法，第三个仔叫僧。
Because it's Chinese tradition, when you're dying, your sons will be by your bedside.
因为咧中国嘅习俗就系我哋如果系长者即系自己嘅父亲离世咧，佢自己嘅仔女系要喺身边系服侍佢临终嘅。
So from that day on, he never went to a temple ever again.
所以自此嗰日佢呢个佛教徒佢就冇再入去寺院啦。
He spent all his time in his gold shop making money.
佢咧就咁就留喺自己嘅金铺。繼續去賺錢做生意。
But at the end of his life, he was on his deathbed, and his plan was working perfectly. He saw his three sons there, and he thought, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, I'm going to heaven. Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, I'm going to heaven.
咁樣到到真係佢就死啦，佢咧就咁樣實踐佢嗰個計劃，佢就叫自己三個仔在身邊望住佢哋，佛法僧一定上天，佛法僧一定上天。
And then suddenly he thought, "Hey, if my three sons Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha were here, who's looking after my shop?" And that's when he died.
但系咧嗰阵佢就谂，咦？如果喺我就喺度不断咁喺度谂。法僧呢三个仔佢喺我身边，咁边个喺铺头度睇我盘生意啊？但系就嗰刻佢就咁样死咗。
And the meaning of that story is you can't beat the system. What you've been thinking about most of your life is what you'll think about in your last thought.
有时候好多事情唔系自己所预计嘅。咁我哋所可以做到咧，就係準備好照顧好自己嘅當下。
So the best way to make sure you have a beautiful thought in your last moment is to have only beautiful thoughts throughout your whole life。
你唔好話諗下自己臨終嗰下先至有咩善念，你應該係喺一生人當中無時無刻都係生起善念。
Very good. Next question.
Dear Ajahn, here's a question about organ donation. As you mentioned, death is no pain in itself, but dying can be physically painful during the disintegration of the four elements. Since the doctor needs to take out the organs when we still have breathing and heartbeat, will organ donation be painful and bad to the organ donors, as this creates bad thoughts just before death?
問題就是說關於捐贈器官老師你說過其實死亡本身是身體上面是會痛當這個四大是壞散的時候而醫生是將器官拿出來的時候那時候那個人可能個心還是有跳動緊仲有呼吸，咁呢一個捐贈器官係咪會係好痛苦咧？係咪對呢一個捐贈器官者係一件壞事，而令佢產生惡念
？No, I carry a card in my bag saying I am an organ donor. I've told the Australian government when I die or just before I die, you can have all my organs.
喺其實這種情況是不會的我自己呢我隨身都擺一張器官捐贈卡我已經跟澳洲政府說我死的時候我願意將我所有器官捐贈出去
So when I die you can have my brain whoever gets my brain will tell bad jokes
所以呢你可以要我的腦誰個移植了腦呢你就可以說一些爛笑話了搞爛的
But no Just at that time when they take your organs, usually you have so much morphine in you that you can't feel any pain at all.
但咧，其實通常如果係要做器官捐贈嗰陣時候，你身體咧已經注射咗嗎啡，嗰陣時候你個身體應該係唔會痛嘅。
And if you're at that point, just when the brain and the mind separates, if you actually see that you're giving your organs so someone else can have a good life, what a wonderful act of generosity that is. That will give you so much happiness, so much generosity, that will upgrade you to a much higher heaven realm.
咁咧，嗰陣時候，其實你自己嘅身同埋心咧係分開。你嘅心睇翻自己，哇！原來我自己係慷慨將自己嘅器官係去奉獻俾其他人，令到其他人係繼續去有意義咁樣生活落去。嗱，你有呢個咁嘅善念，係會幫你升上更加善嘅升咧，升得更加好嘅。
So it's highly recommended, be an organ donor.
所以呢，我是非常之去鼓励大家去做一个器官捐赠者。
But some people think, if I give my eyes when I die, when I go to heaven, I'll be blind.
咁有啲人就諗啊，喂，如果我捐咗隻眼出嚟，我去到天堂，咁咪会盲咗？
It's not that way. If you give an eye at your death,In heaven, you get three eyes.
但唔係啊，你去到天界嘅時候，你去到上邊，你雖然你話哦，唔係話你盲咗，你上到天嗰陣時候，多隻眼添，你有三隻眼啊。
You always gain by being kind and being generous. You never lose.
你係唔會輸㗎，如果你係做善業，你一定係會有一樣會係咁樣翻嚟有善嘅回報。
Have you got time for one more question? It's almost 10 o'clock.Or shall we keep going all night?
我哋今晚成晚通宵啊，定係仲問多條問題咧
？Now one more question, maybe one more. I'm sorry, those whose questions weren't answered. Bad karma.
佢話好唔對，唔好意思啊，可能真係唔係太善嘅業，所以。
Dear Ajahn, you said we are not the one behind our will. It is just a process or conditionings. First, my question is, how do this process or conditionings work? Second, could we actually participate in this process? Third, if yes, how do we actually participate?
老師，你講過咧，我哋其實唔係自己意。源背后嗰个人，所有一切咧，只系一个过程，一切都系因缘聚合。请问呢一个过程因缘聚合缘起法咧，系点样样去运作嘅咧？若我哋其实系咪真系可以喺呢个过程去参与？如果系嘅话，我哋系实际点样样去参与当中咧
？Basically, you don't participate.I participate for you. I brainwash you. You've been brainwashed over the last 4 days. 5 days.
其實我一啲唔係，其實你係唔需要參與噶。咁多日係我為你去參與，因為我咁多日都幫你喺度洗腦啊，洗咗成四五日啦。
But it feels like you're participating.
但係你感覺好似自己參與喺入邊。
To you, it's so obvious that you choose what you do.
对你来讲，就好似咦，我喺度拣紧自己做紧嗰样嘢。
But you don't.
实际你唔系噶。
When I was at Cambridge, I joined the Psychic Research Society because I was interested in investigating ghosts and other weird things.
当我在剑桥的时候，我就开始去参加一些关于超自然的 学会、因为我对鬼故很有兴趣。
And every year we get a hypnotist to come and show us the amazing things you can do with the mind.
每一年呢，这个学会都会是请一位催眠师去示范一些东西给你看。
Now remember, we were just a bunch of male students, 18, 19, 20, around that age. We just wanted fun.
嗰陣我哋係十八十九歲嘅年輕人，我哋貪得意啫嘛。
So when the hypnotist asked for volunteers, I went up, but my friends went up. I wasn't a good subject, but there was always someone the hypnotist could hypnotize into a deep trance.
我同我個朋友都一樣上去話，誒、hey, 俾人催眠啦，但係咧。嘅啲催眠師揀咗我朋友，我好唔好彩，我冇做到催眠。
And it made the student do really stupid things in front of us. It was very, very funny.
但係咧，呢個催眠師咧，搞到呢一個朋友咧，就做咗啲好傻好傻嘅舉動。
But while this student was in trance, in front of us all in the audience, the hypnotist told this boy, "After I take you out of trance."I will touch my right ear, and when I touch my right ear, you will stand up and sing the British national anthem, God Save the Queen, in a loud voice.
他就說，如果你是，這個催眠師跟這個人說，就說，陣間我將你催了眠，之後呢，我就按你耳朵旁邊，之後你就會自己自然，很大聲地唱英國國歌， God Save the Queen 了。
And he took the boy out of trance and he went back to sit in his chair. He never realized that this, a hypnotist, had given him that command.
但呢其實呢一個男仔呢佢冇懷疑到呢個催眠師其實俾過呢個指令佢。
And together with my friends, I was waiting for the hypnotist to touch his right ear to see what would happen.
其實我同其他人呢都等緊呢個催眠師去擺隻手指擺佢隻耳仔嗰度嘅。
And when the hypnotist touched his right ear, in the middle of the hypnotist lecture, this boy stood up and started singing, God save us, in a loud voice. And all our students, we were howling with laughter. It was so funny. And even though we were laughing at him, he continued to the very end.
咁呢一個催眠師呢，就咁掂一掂呢一個男仔嘅耳仔。呢、这個男仔咧就咁喺度唱英國國歌啦，咁咧就我哋成班人就覺得，誒件事就咁樣嘅。
When we stopped laughing, the hypnotist asked this boy, "Why did you sing the British national anthem in the middle of my speech?"
咁咧，呢、这個男仔喺度唱，呢、这個男仔喺度唱英國國歌，唱得好大聲啦，令到全堂都大笑啦。咁咧。催眠師就問：
And
this, 你做咗乜事無端端喺度唱英國國歌？喺我仲講緊嘢嗰時候，我冇叫你依家唱過。
And this highly intelligent student gave a good reason. It was very clear to me and everybody else that that student was under the impression he sang the British national anthem out of his own free will.
但呢、这、一個。聰明嘅男仔咧，其實話係我自己嘅意願，我自己嘅念係去想唱呢個英國嘅國歌。
No one can distinguish what is a hypnotic suggestion and what you take to be free will。
冇人分到究竟係一個催眠嘅狀態，定係佢係自己。自由意志去做嗰个状态嘅。
That was very scary.
呢样嘢都得人惊噶。
I started to question everything which I did, which I thought came from my own free will. How much of it was my free will, and how much was it conditioned by outside sources?
我就开始协一协啦，我谂紧。我哋平日嘅心念有几多真系自己生起意愿，定系其实系受外在嘅条件所控制咧
？When you go shopping and you buy something, is it your own free choice what you buy, or have you been conditioned by the advertisements？
我哋去买嘢嘅时候，究竟系咪真系你去想买嘢，定系我哋自己？已經被所有的廣告去控制了我們的思維呢
Everybody thinks the advertisements don't affect you.
很多人都覺得廣告是不會影響到我們。
If they didn't affect you, there wouldn't be so much money made out of advertising.
如果廣告真的不會影響你，廣告商怎麼會賺到錢呢？
The truth is, they do affect you, but you don't realize it.
事實真相是，廣告真的影響到我們自己，但是我們沒有懷疑。
Before you go into the shopping mall, you've already been brainwashed into buying that product, and you don't realize it.
其實你未去鋪頭嗰陣時候，你已經被廣告所洗腦，但係你一啲都冇覺察到。
I read in a newspaper a few months ago, for every dollar spent on advertising, they make $3 to $4. It's one of the best investments of any business.
其實老師佢之前睇過報道就係話，廣告商佢賣廣告，每一蚊佢都希望賺到三四蚊，佢會係將自己利潤係擴大。
And everybody thinks the adverts don't affect me, they affect somebody else. You are that somebody else.
很多人都覺得，廣告不會影響到我的，它只會影響到其他人的，但是那個其他人就是其實你自己來的。
So that really makes you suspicious of free will.
這樣呢，其實我們不要對自己這個自由意志是迷信。
But don't worry, I am brainwashing you in a beautiful way tonight.
但怎樣也好，我今晚都是幫大家是美麗地去幫大家去清洗我們的腦。
So, you will have a good night's sleep. You will have a good night's sleep. You will put a donation in.
你呢今晚就会瞓返靚觉，你会瞓靚觉，你会捐。
Now, I always use brainwashing in a good way.
但点解我都系
善
意去帮大家嘅。
So, have a good night's sleep and see you in the morning.
好，大家瞓靚觉，咁听朝见啦。
Very good.